Junk in here. Oh, here's that fish that Ricky caught in Lake Chautauqua. He had it mounted. My, a rainbow sardine. Oh, Ethel, look at this. Would you believe it? 5 years ago, I wore this on Fifth Avenue, and I was the hit of the Easter parade.
Oh, you must have been a doll.
I was a veritable doll. Oh, this was my Greta Garbo period. Oh, no. Did you wear one of these?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about this.
What?
My saxophone.
Your saxophone?
My saxophone. I used to play it in the high school band at Celeron, New York.
Oh, no, not a girl saxophone player in a band.
Well, I had a reason. I was dating a football player, and the band got to go on trips with the team. I did it the hard way. I played left tackle.
Come on, play something for me. Play something.
Sounds like glowworm. That's the only piece I ever learned.
Well, how'd you play with the band?
Well, I used glowworm for the audition, and then I just marched up and down and puffed my cheeks out and wiggled my fingers.
No.
I'll bet I marched a million miles for that stale football player. Well, enough of my grimy amours. I gotta get this trunk out of here.
I'll get Fred to haul it down for you.
Oh, will you, honey?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, hi, honey. How's everything?
Oh, everything's wrong, honey.
Oh?
Yeah, some of the arrangements are missing. One of the guys got the flu, and I got to replace him, and the tailor won't have my tuxedo ready on time.
Oh, that's too bad.
He won't have it ready till Friday, and we got to leave Wednesday. Would you do me a favor and send it to me?
Send it to you?
Yes, please.
Well, I wasn't figuring on being here.
Oh, you didn't tell me you were planning to go out of town, too. You going to visit your mother?
No, I was going to visit my husband.
Oh?
Well, I know it's presumptuous of me. I'm only your wife, but I kind of expected to go along, too.
Oh, no, honey, no, no, that's impossible.
Why?
Well, that's just out of the question, that's all. Now, I'll write out the address for you, and you can mail the tuxedo out to me.
I think I will visit my mother permanently.
Now, look, honey, let's not have a scene.
Well, why can't I go along, too?
Honey, we're doing one-nighters, one-night stands. It's a very, very terrible life. You travel all day long, you work all night long.
Well, I don't want to stay here all alone.
Look, besides, we're going on a bus. We need every inch of space for the people in the show.
Maybe I could lie up on top of the luggage?
Honey, just relax, will you? Here's the address. I gotta call some saxophone players.
Saxophone players?
Hello. Hello, it's Ralph Brady there. Will you please tell him to call Ricky Ricardo when he comes home? Ricky Ricardo. R-I-C-K-Y-C-C. Like in Cuba. No, no, no. Cuba. C-U-B-A. B-B. Like in Barracuda. That's right. Ricky Ricardo. Yeah, please have him call me, will you? Thank you very much. Lucy, what are you doing with that thing?
Well, it's mine. I used to play in the high school band at Celeron, New York, and you don't have to look any further for a saxophone player.
Look, honey, even if you could play, you couldn't go on the tour. You couldn't travel with a bunch of men. You wouldn't fit in. You're not one of the boys.
What about your harp player, Nancy?
She's not going, and neither are you. Hello, Ned. Look, Ned, this is Ricky Ricardo. We're having rehearsals tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the club. I'm trying out some saxophone players. Could you be down?
She went shopping, Fred.
What are you doing with that saxophone?
I'm practicing. I'm going to audition for Ricky's band today, you know.
Oh, I'm glad I found out it was you making that noise. I thought there was something wrong with the plumbing.
Oh, Fred, come here a minute. You used to be around with a lot of musicians when you were in vaudeville, didn't you?
Yeah, why?
Well, the real reason Ricky won't let me go on tour with him is because he doesn't think I'll fit in with the musicians. What can I do to show him that I'm one of the boys? You know, how can I act like a musician?
Well, that's easy. Stay up late, don't eat right, get circles under your eyes, and read nothing but the racing form.
Now, Fred, I'm serious. Tell me how to act like one of the fellas.
All right, then. I gotta tell you. Now, first you gotta dress like musicians.
Oh?
They have their own get-ups. Then you have to speak their language. They don't talk like human beings.
They don't?
Oh, when one musician meets another musician...
That's good, Ralph. You got yourself a job. Will you go in the office and make the deal?
Hey, thanks, Rick.
You're welcome. All right, fellas, let's take 628, eh? Got it? Here we go. One, two.
Thank you.
Later, Gator. I gotta get up here and get my kicks, man.
Lucy, you come on out of there.
Well, let her play.
What do you want to play?
Do you cats know Happy Little Glowworm Bebop, Bebop, Bebop?
Never mind that, never mind that. You got to play what all the other saxophone players play right in front of you.
Oh, okay, man.
Are you ready?
Okay, man.
Marco, give me an A, will you? Hit an A, fellas. Hit an A.
Okay,
A.
Man.
A. Hit an A, please. Supposed to be your solo.
Oh, yeah. How'd I ever miss that? Yeah, well, it was pretty good up to then, wasn't it? Do I get the job?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I can't make up my mind.
Oh, well, take your time, man. Take your time.
I think we better try it again.
Right, man.
All right, here we go. One, two. Lucy, this might come as a big surprise to you after that brilliant audition that you just gave us.
Yeah, Dad.
But, you cannot have the job.
Oh.
When I go on the road, I want you to stay home and be a good little girl.
Yeah, well, I'll stay home.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing.
What do you want with them?
Meet my secret lover.
What are you talking about?
Well, yesterday down at rehearsal, I got a wonderful idea. You know, I think Ricky would take me on tour with him if I can convince him of one thing.
What?
That it isn't safe to leave me at home.
I don't get you.
Well, I'm just going to leave these things lying around. And when Ricky comes home and finds them, I'm going to be very flustered, and I'm going to be unable to explain to whom they belong.
You mean he'll think you've got a...
Uh-huh. Oh, come now. It isn't that funny.
Oh. You think you're safe? You better be careful. You know Ricky's temper.
Well, you keep an ear cocked, and if you hear too much commotion, you come up and save me, huh?
Okay. I hope I get here on time.
Okay.
Hey,
Lucy! I'm home.
Oh, Ricky, you're home so soon. I didn't expect you to come so soon. I thought you'd call like you usually do.
Oh.
I sure wish you'd called.
Gee, don't you look nice. Where did you go this afternoon?
Oh, nowhere. Nowhere at all.
Oh, why are you all dressed up for?
No reason. No reason. Oh. honey, could I have a piece of the paper?
Sure, dear.
Thank you.
Lucy?
Yes, dear?
What is this?
Your hat?
I don't remember buying a hat like this. You sure this is my hat?
Yes, your head must have shrunk.
I suppose these are my gloves, too. Lucy, who was here this afternoon?
No one, really.
Lucy, this hat, these gloves. Hey, he must still be here. Where is he?
I don't know what you're talking about. And don't you go in that bedroom.
The bedroom, huh? In the closet all the time. Lucy, who is he?
I don't know what you're talking about. My goodness, if you're going to act like this, I'll be glad to have you away for 3 weeks.
I'm telling you, I just came here. Hey, what's all the ruckus up here?
Fred, I'm glad you're here. Maybe you can calm him down. I've had enough.
What's the matter, Rick?
Oh, Fred, something awful happened.
Well, now, pull yourself together and tell me all about it.
Well, I don't know how to tell you about it. I don't know how to start. I just came home here.
What's my hat doing up here?
No, the more important thing is I came home. Did you say your hat?
Yes, my old derby.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Look. Feels pretty good. Looks pretty good, too. I think I'll start wearing it again.
I suppose these are your gloves, too.
Yeah, those are my gloves.
It couldn't be him. I wonder why Lucy... Why, the little devil. She wants to make me jealous, so I take her in that tour with me.
You mean she's pretending that these things belong to another man?
Yeah. Not that I believed her for a minute.
Yeah, I could see that when I came in.
How do you lie that? She was pretending that this fellow was in the closet all the... Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's that gleam in your eye?
Oh, I'm gonna catch that little red-headed mouse in her own trap.
How?
I'm gonna get a real guy to come over here tonight. I'm gonna hide him in that closet. And I'm gonna say to her, someone is hiding in that closet. And then I will demand that she opens the door. And when she does, brother, will she be surprised. I'm gonna call the Musicians Union. I'll bet that Julie will dig up someone for me.
That's a pretty dirty trick.
Yeah, I know. She's got a comment to her, don't you?
Hello?
Hello, Julie, this is Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, hello, Ricky, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Listen, Julie, will you do me a favor? I want you to dig up some guy for me, someone that I don't know. Wait a minute. Make it 3 or 4 guys.
You might as well do it right.
Ricky, I'm sorry you're so upset. I didn't know it would have such an awful effect on you.
Not have an effect on me? When my happy home is turned asunder?
Oh, honey, your happy home is not turned asunder. Look, Ricky, I thought maybe if I could make you jealous, you'd take me on your trip with you. There isn't anyone else, honey. I just made that up.
No, don't try to make me feel good. I heard that guy come out of that closet and go out the front door.
Now, honey, I did that.
Ha!
Well, I did. When you went into the bedroom, I went over to the closet door. I opened it and I slammed it. Then I went to the front door and I slammed it.
That's impossible.
All right, it's impossible.
It is impossible. It is physically impossible.
What do you want me to do, draw you a diagram? Look, when you went into the bedroom, I ran over here, I opened the closet...
Lucy?
Huh?
There's somebody in that closet now, isn't there?
Oh, no! That's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Lucy, I want to see who's in that closet.
No. No, no, no.
Whoever is in that closet better come out.
It's no use pretending. He caught us.
What are you talking about? I never saw this man before in my life.
If you never saw him before in your life, how come he's in that closet?
I don't know.
Now, Lucy, I want an answer.
Well? He was giving me saxophone lessons?
Lucy, why don't you tell the truth?
Yes, Lucy, tell the truth.
Oh, shut up! Look, Ricky, if I'd known there was anybody in there, do you think I'd be fool enough to come over here and...
Well?
Oh, when he gives me saxophone lessons, he turns the music.
We're gonna clear out that closet.
There's more.
Everybody in the closet, come on! I wonder where can she be? She's been gone for 2 hours.
It'd serve you right if she never came back. What a dirty trick.
Oh, I thought it was only a joke.
Some joke.
Yeah. Oh, well, she must have been terribly upset to be gone this long. This is, hello?
Hello, Ricky, this is Julie.
Oh, hello, Julie.
Gee, I should have called you sooner, but I've been trying all over town and it's just no soap.
What are you talking about, Julie?
Well, I'm sorry, but I couldn't find anybody to send over there tonight.
Well, that's all right.
I do me, Lucy! Lucy! Lucy!
It was played by Charles Victor. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production.